expect from Democrats. We obviously, we're not going as far to the left as fast as California, but you know, give them a couple more sessions of control, and that's where we'll end up.
Do you get a sense that Republicans are going to be serious about vetting better candidates, better finance candidates, and folks who are capable of not just articulating the message and funding their campaigns, but winning? Do you get a sense that there's any movement out there on the Republican side to field better candidates and take this state back?
Yeah, I am. I am optimistic. I know of some folks who are doing exactly that, trying to recruit really good candidates. I think, the candidates, the newly elected candidates, there were some just real all-stars there. I got to obviously give a shout-out to my former boss and friend, Assemblyman Matthews, who just, was a rock-solid conservative. Assemblywoman Annie Black, was a strong conservative. Assemblywoman Jill Dickman, got reelected after being out for a while, and I know there are good efforts to really recruit strong conservatives who aren't just going to vote the right way, but have those other qualities that you mentioned, the ability to fundraise, just the appeal to voters in their personal story. And I am I'm actually pretty optimistic about next cycle, and not just because Biden's president and you would expect Republicans to overperform because of that.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today. In fact, you can call right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30 on a Monday afternoon, we are back up to 100%. You can tell by observing the traffic cams, and we do have some reduced speeds right now on Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. You're slow through there, 15 northbound at Hacienda, 15 north at Sahara. Also, kind of sluggish as you try to work your way through there. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, 215 west. That's at Gillespie. There is some congestion as you try to work your way through the downtown freeway area, 515 eastbound at Main Street, and that's also causing some backups on that transition. Those who are merging over from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Couple roster moves for the Raiders as they continue to churn through the back end of the roster. They have signed guard Parker Ehinger, and they have released safety Rashawn Golden. Ehinger was a fourth-round pick of the Chiefs in 2016. He has started 6 games over 5 NFL seasons. They are still reportedly going to re-sign right tackle Sam Young, but that move has yet to be made official. The roster is full at 90, so they'll have to let somebody go to make that move happen. Also, Allegiant Stadium, it is going to be the site of WWE's SummerSlam coming up on Saturday, August 21st. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they beat the Avalanche yesterday 5-1. That series even 2-2. Game 5 tomorrow in Colorado. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, Joe Manchin did an op-ed over the weekend where he said that he is going to oppose diminishing the filibuster. He's going to not support the January 6th commission, all kinds of different stuff. Joe Manchin voting with Republicans on some of these issues. Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, what do you make of this? There's got to be incredible pressure on Joe Manchin, the senator, the Democrat senator from West Virginia. What do you make of this?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, you know, Joe Manchin is obviously getting all the headlines, and certainly this has got to be playing well in West Virginia, which, you know, is about as far away from the media hubs of New York and D.C. as you could possibly imagine. I think it went for Trump by close to 40 points in 2020. So to be a Democrat there, you got to, you know, act, you know,
you got to act like a Republican,
crazy liberal. But I think the interesting thing is that there are probably, you know, six or seven people in the Democratic caucus who agree with Manchin on a lot of the policy issues, but are just happy to let him take the heat because politically it benefits him in his home state. And so I think what you're seeing as well is that a lot of these radical Democrat proposals don't have the full support of the caucus. And I think there are some people in the caucus who, you know, are happy to kind of mouth the rhetoric, but are also happy to see Manchin get up there and say it's not going anywhere.
So that they don't have to take a tough vote.
So that they don't have to take a tough vote, or they don't have to be the person to get out there and say, no, actually, guys, this isn't a great idea. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I think it was just a few years ago, 33 Democrats signed a letter supporting the filibuster. And now they're all attacking Manchin for continuing to hold the same position, basically saying that he believes in the filibuster. And it's just amazing, you know, how so many people on the left are portraying this as, oh, it's a principled stand against the filibuster. No, 5 minutes ago, you guys were the ones using it dozens and dozens of times. I mean, this is all about politics and who's in charge, and it's not about principle.
So what does Chuck Schumer do now?
I don't think there's much he can do. I mean, I think you actually are going to see a lot of gridlock.
So the Green New Deal, Green New Deal. What happens to Green New Deal? Boom, out of here.
Dead. I mean, there's no chance. I mean, I don't even know if Biden gets infrastructure through this year. You know, his best bet might be trying to do that through reconciliation next year. But you know, really, we may have seen the high water mark for the Biden presidency when it comes to legislation. You know, if Manchin's not going to kill the filibuster, they're not getting through the voting reform bill, they're not getting through any gun bills, you know, basically the only thing, maybe they can get it through a tax hike with reconciliation, but, I mean, Biden's basically dead in the water.
I want to ask you about media, because I know you consume it the way I consume it, and you watch what's happening on CNN just to catch up, so to speak. And now we're finding that with the May ratings in, CNN, the legacy media network, lost nearly one of every four, 25% of its total viewers since last month. They went away. Why did they go away? Any feel for that?
Well, there was a great prediction that, you know, Donald Trump was saving CNN and many legacy news organizations, the national legacy news organizations. But I think you see that most clearly with CNN. You know, I mean, Trump is, you know, like him or hate him, he's interesting, he's high profile, he's always doing something crazy, often to his own detriment, but, you know, he was must-see TV, and people were watching. And you had a lot of people on the left very concerned about former President Trump, and they were tuning into CNN, tuning into MSNBC, and, you know, as I think a lot of people predicted, when Trump went away, CNN's ratings went away, and voila, it happened. Their ratings have been falling off a cliff.
As well they should. We'll let you hear some of the president coming up in the next few minutes. He was in Greenville, North Carolina on Saturday, and it was a great. It wasn't his best speech, but it was really, really good. Will we see the president out more and more now, you think? You think we'll start doing those hanger speeches like he did during the campaign?
Well, he certainly wants to. I mean, I think the question is you know, do the crowds turn out? Yeah, I think if the crowds are turning out, he will continue to campaign and to give speeches. I think, you know, for a year from now and it's closer to election time, I think there'll be a lot more interest, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, if he can kind of just maintain massive crowds, you know, so far out from an election. And I'm not sure he can do it. I mean, he is obviously an incredible entertainer with a huge following, but, you know, without the kind of pressingness of an election, I think there's just going to be less interest overall. But, I mean, he's the entertainment king, and I'm just a pundit, so we'll see what happens.
Do you think he can keep, you know, he had 74 million votes, whatever it was. Do you think he can keep those people on his side?
Yeah, I do. I do think he can keep most of those folks. I mean, I don't think Biden's done anything tremendous. I think, you know, if he runs again, and I hope he doesn't run again, I think the key question is going to be who is he running against? Because Biden has been very left-wing, very extreme, but he basically has this reputation of, you know, moderate. He's just kind of sitting there, not doing much. And, you know, in 2020, people said, look, we want the return to normalcy. We're tired of the drama that Trump brings, even though, he, you know, we like a lot of his policies. And so if he's up against Biden, you know, Biden's going to have a very liberal record, but he's got this kind of perception in the eyes of the American people that he's a moderate that really gives Trump's problems. Whereas if it's Kamala Harris, then I think Trump or any Republican really has a really good chance.
Wow. Victor, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Always fun having you on. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. I'm so excited on Monday because it's a brand-new week, clean slate. All of last week's mistakes by the host, they're gone. by the way, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need. Get out of the maze, would you please? Hutchison and Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Don't you cry no more.
Q
carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. Every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Kevin Wall till 6 o'clock. Always glad to be taking you home. I promised you on Friday that I would bring you the best of the former president's speech in Greenville, North Carolina. I am told, and I don't know this because I did not watch this live, that CNN and Fox did not air the speech live. I don't know that for a fact. Maybe you can help me. Call me and tell me what you saw Saturday. 844, the number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'd be curious to know if one of those two networks did cover. I would have expected Fox to cover it. But let's go to cut four. This is Greenville, North Carolina. And the former president talked a lot about Biden immigration policies and how the Trump immigration policies that actually worked, they actually worked, have been undone, which is really sad. This is cut four. This is the former president in Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday.
After we instituted these policies, the number of illegal aliens coming across our border declined by an astounding 91%. But under Joe Biden, illegal crossings are up nearly 1,000% compared to the same period last year. They're emptying their prisons. They're sending murderers, drug dealers, human traffickers, and others just as bad to the United States. Let the United States take care. Remember, it's called America Last. In April alone, over 175,000 illegal aliens were apprehended and mostly released. You know where they were released, right? They were released into our country. And we saw the largest number ever of unaccompanied minors. We've never seen anything like it. If you just watch some of the semi-fair tell, you don't have to watch fair, semi-fair, they talk about it. Because I think they have no choice, and I think they're going to see it more and more. You don't see it too much on the evening news yet, but you're going to see it. Because they're destroying our country. But it is much worse than that, because there are at least 1,000 aliens who are simply getting away every single day, as the radical Democrats have intentionally, ruthlessly, and systematically dismantled the sovereign borders of the United States of America. We have people just walking into our country. Nobody knows who they are, where they're from. There's no vetting. There's no anything. And some of these people are very, very bad people. Much as I said on that beautiful morning when I came down with our future First Lady at the time, right, Melania, who sends her regards. But we came down that beautiful gold escalator in Trump Tower, and I made that statement, and people hated it. It turned out that my statement was very minor compared to the actual facts. It was very, very minor. It's another thing we were right about. Without a border, you cannot have a nation, certainly not a great nation. We fight for other countries' borders, but we don't fight for our own border. Think of it. We fight for other countries' borders, but not for our own. That changed under my administration, but now they're going back more rapidly than anyone ever thought possible. Nobody ever thought that they could do this kind of destruction to our country so quickly. Some of those executive orders that are signed are absolutely insane. Biden has halted wall construction, suspended removals and even removals of just horrible, horrible people, stopped enforcement, shredded our groundbreaking Remain in Mexico. So we had that groundbreaking plan that took us a long time to get.
Yeah. A long time to get. He's right. I will simply tell you that the president was right and is right, believe it or not. The president has gotten this thing right on immigration. He has been spot on. And the Biden administration, sent the vice president to Central America, essentially flying over the border, but not being a part of the border. That is unfortunate. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here's the problem with what the president, the former president, was talking about. All of these people coming across our border. The fact is that we don't know. We know how many people have been apprehended, how many people have voluntarily surrendered to Border Patrol. We know that number. That's an easy one to get. But we don't know the people that got away. And this thing of extrapolating, well, you know, if 1,000 people... If 1,000 people are arrested or being held, then that means what? It doesn't mean squat. It doesn't mean, it means we don't know how many people got away. And that is what is so sad about this. I mean, that's where this thing becomes a little dicey. Now, coming up in our next hour, the 81st Nevada legislature is done. The governor is signing bills all across the state. He's been in southern Nevada. He's been in northern Nevada. And he's signing bills on a variety of topics. Some are okay. Not many are good. I mean, if you believe the way we believe. We do know that these bills are being signed, and they're being signed like 140 at a sitting. This is kind of like a photo op, I think. But Aaron Phillips will talk about the bills regarding education. And there's a ton of new money going to education. But the question is education going to be better? Are we going to be better than 50th? Are we going to be 30th? Are we going to be 25th? Might we even be in the top 10? Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple of calls in. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. I was actually going to call about another thing. I didn't hear the speech. I'm trained to listen to people's voices. And unfortunately, it sounded like you had a little trouble finding his words and was nipping a little bit. But let's not get into that. What I wanted to really call you about is in California, a federal judge just dropped the assault weapons ban for 34 years ahead, and he equated his first sentence was, "It's no worse than a Swiss Army knife." I don't know if you heard that.
Hey, Carl, you are cutting out like absolute crazy. I'm going to have you call again. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to do that, but